Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for Trials Change Lives. In the UK, the main public funder of healthcare research is the National Institute for Health Research, or NIHR. In this evidence pod for Trials Change Lives, we asked Hal Williams, director of the NIHR's Health Technology Assessment Programme, to outline the importance of clinical trials to this programme and to health and social care more generally.
Thank you, Mike. Well, I think it's safe to say that clinical trials are still the backbone of primary research that informs clinical practice in the UK National Health Service. And this is the reason why we fund so many through the NIHR Health Technology Assessment Programme. Now, the trials that we fund tend to be large pragmatic trials that are funded either through our commissioned or researcher-led work streams. In essence, a combination of pushing and pulling research. So we push research by highlighting topics that we have identified as priorities for the NHS. And we pull research by considering applications that are sent to us for the other topics. We do like to look for efficiencies, such as the use of routine data to capture longer-term outcomes, or use of adaptive designs to allow trials to test several interventions at the same time. But we always need our studies to be of a high scientific quality and to have convincing public and patient involvement. It's particularly important that the interventions that are tested can be delivered in the NHS and that they are cost-effective. And we like to think that most of our definitive clinical trials are practice-changing. Most, in fact, are published as articles in the top medical journals, and all are published in much more detail as a monograph in our journals library. Now, it's true that many of our trials are complex interventions or simple interventions that might have little commercial value, but which nevertheless offer great potential benefits to patients. So in that sense, our HTA programme reaches the areas that other funders do not reach, supporting important studies, if you like, of market failures in a way that is needs-led but with science added. Sometimes we need to help groups develop new interventions and test them in an external feasibility study before proceeding to a definitive clinical trial. And even if our trials do not come up with a clear answer in their own right, they can, like other trials, have a second life within systematic reviews, such as those conducted by the Cochrane Collaboration.